With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor police are investigating after firefighters made a gruesome discovery responding to a house fire. They arrived at the home on Bernard Road around 4:30 yesterday morning and found a body inside. The police arson and major crimes units have taken over the investigation, and they're asking residents and business owners in the neighborhood to check their surveillance cameras. The man convicted of running down a Muslim family in London with his pickup truck in a terrorism case is appealing. Nathaniel Veltman was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for the murders of four members of the Avsall family and attempted murder for the lone surviving member, a 9-year-old boy. According to the CBC, the appeal still has to be approved by a court before it can move ahead. His defense lawyer, Christopher Hicks, believes he was wrongfully convicted. The City of Windsor faces a $1.5 million wrongful dismissal lawsuit. Former Commissioner of Infrastructure Services and City Engineer Chris Nepsey filed it. His lawyer is Howard Levitt.
Given what he earned and given his very narrow specialized position, he could be unemployed a very long time. He's finding it difficult. His family's finding it difficult. He knows that suing could impact on reemployability. The first thing they see when they Google his name, a new employer, is this lawsuit.
Mayor Drew Dilkins used strong mayor powers to fire Nepsey and legal commissioner Shelby Askenhager last November. Dilkins responded in a statement that the city will defend itself in the proceedings. The prime minister says Canada might join a U.S.-led alliance with the United Kingdom and Australia. Justin Trudeau announced new investments in the military over the next two decades yesterday. Those investments include worldwide satellite capability, long-range missile capability, sustainability for naval fleets, and new helicopters. The Canadian press says the alliance was focused on developing nuclear-powered subs for Australia, and Trudeau says Canada will consider if it needs those too. Documents show Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was briefed about foreign interference related to former Liberal Han Dong's riding before the vote in 2019. Global News says the documents were submitted to the inquiry into foreign interference last night. Last week, the inquiry heard international students at a private school were bussed in to vote in Dong's nomination contest in 2019, but the intelligence doesn't say Dong knew. Dong resigned from the Liberal caucus last year and sits as an independent. And the English Catholic School Board has unveiled a $7.6 million expansion at St. Louis Catholic Elementary School in Leamington. The expansion of six classrooms will hold another 147 students. Two childcare rooms and a toddler room will also hold 60 children when that's done. Windsor Essex Catholic District School Board trustee Mary DeMena says Leamington is growing fast and the board needed to accommodate that growth. 3-2 in overtime for the Leafs against the Penguins. The Jays beat the Mariners 5-2 and the Tigers lost to the Pirates 7-4. Sun and cloud today with showers, maybe a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Windy and 24. We might get a shower this evening, 5 overnight, and sunny, 20 tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.